I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
Oh, geez. Oh, and I'm Chris, you weirdo.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're rhyming at first. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is day two. Oh, we've been drinking a little bit.
But that should not be indicative of what happens in this.
No.
No. Your little crack was just weak and shit.
Having more beer.
Fuck you.
There we go.
You're a horrible human being. Nobody likes you. Everybody hates you. You better eat some worms. All right, so
I'm
welcome.
I'm Jason.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm Jason.
Shut the fuck
up. Are you Jason? Are you sure?
I'm Jason.
None of us are Jason. All right, so welcome to E3 2018.
You got fucked up.
Day two. Yeah, because you're an asshole. All right, so today we at iBeta First did the EA Fest.
It's technically not day two.
EA Play. It's EA Play, not EA Fest.
Oh my God. I'm getting it right. Both sides of you motherfuckers.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah, fuck you.
It is day two.
It's our day two.
It is our day two.
But not day two of E3.
Day three. It is.
You're my only hope to not fuck this up, and right now you are.
Yes, like some asshole. Well, you started it out fucking up. Stuff on Saturday, and it was an asshole that basically just dropped a bunch of shit.
That was you.
Saturday?
That you wanted to record on Saturday?
It was a press conference on Saturday.
Yeah,
that's
there was.
Day one.
But we didn't talk about
that's
it on Saturday.
Talking about.
All right, you get a pass. I have.
Anywho, so we are on our day two of E3 2018. Today we did EA Play, because fuck you, asshole.
Let's be correct about this.
We have the PC Gaming Show, we have Ubisoft, we have Square Enix, and we also have the Sony press conference from the PlayStation.
So much shit to go through.
Which is why we should stop being a bunch of dickbags.
Actually, that's the
most. Nah, I like being a dickbag.
Oh, yeah,
thank you, Chris. I'm with you, bud.
All right, so starting it off, we're gonna start off at the PC Gaming Show.
All right, we're just gonna go off.
Coffee Stain Studios had Satisfactory.
That was pretty neat.
I thought it was pretty.
It looked very interesting.
All right, so you get
45 seconds, everybody. All right,
No Man's Sky plus resource management. Done.
Well, that's what No Man's Sky is.
First
though, it's resource management.
Well, plus more.
It's No Man's Sky, but kind of done better.
Well, except you're building on one spot.
All right, so
With your friends too.
What I wrote was farm to build machines to build a machine. That's pretty much it. Because you need to farm resources to build a machine, at which point then you use that machine to build machines, like paper clipping.
It's like Minecraft, but pretty.
No, I'll give it.
And
that.
You have.
It's
you're,
way prettier
you're
than
building
Minecraft,
factors.
You're right.
So
yeah.
if you're the type of person that likes Fallout, where you had to build, like, machines and, like, complex, like, yes-no systems, or the type of person that was in, like, a Sackboy.
I'm just going to let you go.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you figure
don't
it out.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Really?
Is it something
sack
small?
Sack up with all the sacking.
Little Big Planet.
Thank you.
Yes.
If you're in Little Big Planet and you like creating, like, the machines... Like, Satisfactory is the game for you. All right. That's what it
I'm going to give you some hard facts. You could cover the entire map end to end. It is 30 square kilometers, which is actually kind of cool. They will have a closed alpha coming soon, which is at satisfactorygame.com. As in, you know, the game is moderately set. So we'll go with that. And I thought it was pretty much like SimCity in first person.
Yeah, I wrote down...
For a chunk of it.
I thought it was pretty Minecraft.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
No, SimCity.
I mean, there's a lot of Minecraft too.
I can see what you're talking about, but more...
More Minecraft.
My notes were No Man's Sky meets logistic future...
Sure.
That's pretty good. I'll go with that.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
All right, next game that they had was Chance Agency made Neo Cab, which is basically solving mysteries in a lift.
Yeah, if you want to.
You're
like
a
Lyft
driver in the future where there's no more Lyft drivers.
Yeah.
You're
the last
actually,
one.
That's it, and that's all you need to know.
That's it. You're the and last Lyft driver. Moving on.
All right, Automaton Games, Mavericks Proving Grounds, which is this is one of three.
Battle Royale games.
That they had.
The only thing I have written down for them is 1,000, because they have 1,000 people Battle Royale.
I think that's all you really need to know about that game.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 1,000 concurrent players. yeah, other than that, it's like you can track people. So it's supposed to take advantage of hardcore tracking. So if you were like hunting and you were trying to follow footsteps of like an animal or break some foliage like that. Yeah.
Which you're totally going to do in a battle royale game.
Right. I'll take that with a grain of salt too.
With 1,000 people. Yeah.
But it's also 30 square kilometers.
Yeah. But still, 1,000 people is really the selling point.
Like when I look at the selling point. Yeah. But when I look at what we do in Fortnite, like honestly, I could walk around Fortnite for like 15 minutes without seeing a goddamn person.
Any battle royale.
It's Fortnite.
Whatever. Move on.
Anyways, all right. Automaton Games. That was it. Sorry. Not that. So you can get on the beta at maverick.g.
No. Move on.
I'm letting them know. If they want to get in the fucking beta, then let them get in the goddamn beta. Don't hate on them because you're a goddamn fucking asshole.
Papa Paws, a.k.a. Aaron Booze. No. Get it on that beta. Bag.
All right. Then there was Forgotten City. There was nothing really good about that. After that,
Well, Forgotten City was remaster of a...
No.
A mod?
It wasn't that one.
No?
Oh, wait. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, the mod that won a Writers Guild Award?
It's one of the first of many mystery titles. Like, PC gaming this year had a
But it's the first mod to win a Writers Guild Award.
It's missed.
Yeah, they had a lot of missed mystery
it's
games.
It's missed.
Missed mystery.
Missed. Next.
Missed weird Tariq.
Can I go back and play Missed?
Go fuck yourself.
I would love to play Missed.
All right. Crytek, Hunt Shadows, Hunt Showdown, sorry.
Yeah.
That was actually the first actual gameplay that we got of that game.
It was actually kind of interesting.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah. All Crytek games. There's like a beta out there. It's pretty.
But yeah,
it's not good.
All Crytek games look pretty.
They're pretty. They're not good.
Yeah. They're superficial. They're superficial.
Can it run Crysis?
No. 717 Early Access, Archangel Hellfire.
I wrote it was not impressive to me, apparently.
It was meh. If you play Archangel, you might like Hellfire because apparently a bunch of people asked.
It's multiplayer.
PvP.
Oh my God,
it's multiplayer one.
It's a mech strategy game.
Yes.
That they asked for action or first person or battle arena for.
Yeah.
Which is a totally different game. And you know what? Props on them for doing it, for like doing what the players wanted.
Yep.
But obviously, if you take a genre and be like, it'd be like if I was like, yo, chess. I want you to have like a action, like first person shooter aspect to you.
I'd play that game.
I would too.
Yeah.
And that's what Archangel Hellfire is.
But I mean, honestly, if I saw a trailer for Virtual On, I'd be like, fuck this game. I don't give a shit. But after being coerced and playing at ZapCon a couple years ago, I'm like, okay, I'm all about this on arcade.
You know what,
Chris explained to me what Virtual On was, and I told him he was fucking gay. And then I watched it, and I wanted to play it.
If you want to play, like, Team Deathmatch with mechs.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the newest available.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Frogwares, The Sinking City. It's another investigation game.
So many mystery games.
Ugly People,
so
Cool
many.
City. That's all I could think of.
Yeah, no, mystery and no hand-holding, which was nice.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they weren't going to, like, be like, hey, you should definitely go talk to this person. It was just like, you better go talk to that person or you won't. And that's how you're going to get through the story. What that tells me, though, is that you're going to get frustrated a lot.
And the people were...
No, yeah. No, yeah. I mean...
Okay, I'm like, I wasn't the only one that saw that, right? Yeah. The people were ugly.
Well, they were monsters. Like, yes. The only one that's human is you, is the mystery solver. There's just so many mystery solvers.
All right, Warframe.
Dude, Warframe, you know...
I don't understand how it is shit out of that game.
You can play it on PS4 right now.
Dude, it's gotten way better.
But I'm just saying, I don't understand how people play the shit out of that game. People fucking love this game, though.
Because it's free.
Yeah, it's free, and it's...
invest in it as you can. Just like your Dokken Battle bullshit. You know, it's just like, hey, I don't have a lot of money. I can play whatever I want to play, and I don't want to spend a lot of money on it. They made a clean ass game.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, it's a pinnacle of game as a service.
Story on this shit.
There's a good lore behind it. Yeah, absolutely.
So,
Warframe was clean. Warframe was a lot of fun if you can get behind the paywalls. So, I mean, that's the thing.
I think the biggest issue is that I started playing Warframe early on the PS4, and there was no story.
Yes.
And I think that's the biggest
problem. Right, and right now, apparently, it's really amazing. Like, it's the pinnacle of, like, a game as a service, where it's all good in the beginning. But then they improve, and now it's actually really good. I actually want to go back to playing it and trying it out.
And I totally would get behind that. I have absolutely no problem getting behind that type of thing. It's just one of those things of like, wow. Like, I played it and it was only online. There was nothing really that you could do within that game. And it was a struggle at that point. So the fact that, you know, there's a lot more that you can do with it, I'm totally okay with that. I would really like to give it a try. I would really like for somebody to prove me wrong and say, like, no, this game is fucking amazing. You should really play it.
Fucking amazing, I won't say, but there's a lot to it for free. The price.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
TennoCon is coming up July 7th. You can get twitch.tv/Warframe. So if you want to see any of the new shit coming out for Warframe, watch that so you can see TennoCon.
Mm.
TennoCon apparently is very emotional for the dev. They get, like, that's where they release the new shit.
Well, they're small.
If this is your life's work, like, this is your job. You put your heart and soul in this thing, and then now you're releasing to the public.
Yeah.
See how they react.
So Sega then is doing Shining Resonance, Shenmue 1 and 2, Yakuza Miami. Is that right? Miami, was that the one? Miyomi?
Kawaimi?
I don't know.
Kawaimi?
And also older Zero. Ones. Yep. And then Valkyria Chronicles 4. So they're releasing a whole bunch of fucking games on PC, which is awesome.
Right.
Valkyria Chronicles 4, we actually played yesterday at Microsoft, and we totally forgot to talk about it. It was a really great game.
Really good.
It plays really good.
It's one of the best tactic games.
Did you play Valkyria Chronicles 1?
No.
Valkyrie Chronicles is one
this of the best. This is the first one I've actually ever seen, period.
Oh, Valkyria Chronicles was fucking really amazing. It was a great game. It's one of the ones. Down. There's very few games that Jason and I will look at as like, fucking amazing game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very few. Eric and I are not friends on a lot of things.
No, we hate each other on most things.
Everything.
Oh, I know.
Valkyria Chronicles, though, awesome. So if you have a chance to pick it up when it comes out, grab Valkyria Chronicles. Then Killing Floor 2, they have a whole bunch of stuff. They're doing their quarterly releases as well. Not my cup of tea, but you know what? Lots of people fucking play it.
And if you like Killing Floor, I played
a little bit last
out.
Year. It was a fun game. But
if you like Killing Floor, then just keep playing it because it's more of the same. And realistically, they keep changing things, which is good. They added a whole steampunk aspect for the summer thing. So while I won't be playing it, I'm sure that there are lots of people that will love to play it.
A lot to do.
Yep, lots and lots to do.
They're still supporting it, which is good.
Yeah, the Summer Sideshow, they continue to support it, which is a 3-year-old game at
least. Yeah, Chris, you're
right
on that. It's 100% the support side, and that they're still pumping into it. That's great.
All right, moving on to the next one is one that I am super fucking pumped up about. Blindside Games has now made a game, and this is a company that is being produced. Yeah. Laugh your ass off, motherfucker. Yeah, you know what's coming up because we're all taking notes as this goes on. Blindside Games, working with the company that makes Killing Floor, has made Maneater, which is
so
a shark
good.
ARPG.
No, not AR.
It's a shark ARPG. It's a shark open action
world.
RPG.
Open
Go
world
fuck
action
yourselves.
RPG.
I said it right.
No. Shark RPG.
Sharpie G.
Sharp G.
We were trying to figure out the best way to say this, and there's no wrong way to say this, actually.
No.
Okay, this sounds super stupid, but seriously, like, you're a shark.
You're eating people.
And you eat people.
It's an open-world action RPG.
As you eat things, you would level up.
Yeah,
you gain
there's progression.
Abilities.
Again, go on YouTube, search Man Eater.
Yeah, we can't describe
game.
It. We
just,
can't describe
just
it.
Just watch it.
It's
phenomenal. Fucking awesome.
Honestly, though, the trailer doesn't do it justice. It was because until I heard that it was RPG with sharks.
Hang on. All right. So here's the notes that I have written down. You are the shark.
Yes.
ARPG open world. Shark skill tree.
Yes.
bigger teeth.
Yes. Bigger teeth.
You can upgrade your teeth in the skill tree.
You can upgrade your jump out of water. Yeah,
you can upgrade your jumping.
What you can chew through, like, stuff like that. Shark RPG. Like, how many times do I have to say it that it's just like, fuck yeah, that sounds awesome.
The best part is that you looked at me, and I'm like, yes! And you're like, what? And I'm like, fucking amazing. You're like, it's kind of cool.
Yes. When you said shark RPG, I think the entire, like, auditorium just,
the entire auditorium fucking pressed X everywhere. They thought it was, like, the coolest fucking thing that they'd ever heard. And you know what? They were right.
They were right.
Eric. Which, did you guys ever play Red Orchestra? Did you guys ever play Red Orchestra? It was a mod for Unreal Tournament 2004, I think.
Oh,
it was one of their mod like challenges where the winner got like $1 million, got a copy of Unreal Engine to make a game on.
This is free now.
Well, yeah, this is probably
but
like,
this was like,
Unreal Unreal 4 is now free. It's just a statement. It wasn't anything against it.
They got like $1 million, licensed to the engine to make a game, and that's how Tripwire got started. The developer of Maneater and all this kind of stuff was they made Red Orchestra, which
that was the one that he was talking about during the PC gaming show about. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
It was a World War II game set in the Russian theater. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I bought Unreal Tournament 2004 for this mod so I can play with my friends.
All right.
Well, I don't think we can talk about it enough. You need a Maneater.
Yes.
Shark art. Dark ARPG. Sharpg.
Sharpg.
That's all you really need.
I said that earlier and you were like, that's dumb.
I hated it.
It's like a Sharpie, but he's cool because he's a gangsta.
Shark. All right. Jumping the shark.
Bravery Network Online. Morningstar. All I have is, what was that?
Papercraft is the art style behind it.
Yeah, I know. Just seriously, what was that?
It looked like new publisher, I guess. Like the game.
Yeah, it was a new publisher, but I sat there and I was writing notes down. I'm like, what the fuck was that? Overwhelm. It was a Metroidvania. It's all red as if it was a fucking Virtual Boy
game. Yeah, I leaned into you and I was just like, I didn't know the Virtual Boy was still in production.
And
this is great.
It's on Steam now. Fine. The game that a lot of people have been waiting for, Jurassic World. So Jurassic World,
all the Goldblum.
They released the Goldblum.
That is 99% of the reason to play that game, in my opinion. Because just I don't care to
Jeff
play...
Jeff Goldblum voiceover.
Like, yeah, it's fine. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's all we're going to need.
Yep, that's that. Jeff Goldblum is all you need. Like, the Beatles said, love is all you need. Goldblum's all you need.
Well, you know what?
So, game developers, if you're listening, if you want to sell your game, get Jeff Goldblum.
Goldblum's all you need. All right, next, Insomniac is doing Stormland. It's an open world VR on the Oculus.
That looked really actually interesting.
Yeah, mild.
What was that?
I mean, open world VR.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't remember it. That's a good
idea. I mean, it was okay.
If you have a Rift, be interested in it.
Yeah, if you have a Rift, definitely it.
I still don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's
exactly.
Exactly. All right.
The robot game.
Yeah.
Was that the robot?
The robot game.
That was pretty cool. But yeah.
Yeah.
See, exactly. Yep. I don't know what you're talking about. Exactly.
Move on is what that is.
All right. Night Call, the second taxi mystery game that we have.
Pass.
I don't care. The one thing that I will say is it was very noir.
Noir, but another mystery game. Yes. And you know what? I just...
Sable looked like playing an old cartoon.
They did quote Studio Ghibli on being
very exploration.
I could see a lot of that. There was a game on the PS4 and the PS3 called where you ran through the desert. I can't remember off the top of my head now. I wrote it down. I can't read it because you had
Journey.
Journey, thank God. Oh my God. I was dying. I was just like, what the fuck? I wrote WTF around this. 3 times.
I can't believe it's been hours since the press conference and you still couldn't remember it.
Well, I've drank about as many times as I wrote WTF around.
This is true.
This title.
Yeah.
So Sable looked interesting. The art style was there for me. Like, I was just like, damn, that looks pretty. The animation was nice. But it's pure exploration. And Journey was about the story and exploration. And this just seemed to be like, hey, go fucking find out whatever you want.
They said it was about exploration and isolationism.
Right.
So basically, walking simulator.
Exactly. Yeah, pretty much. The one thing that I drew from that was Japanese Breakfast is a great name for a band.
That is a great name for a band. And apparently they're doing the entire soundtrack for that game. Yeah. So
the soundtrack wasn't that bad for the demo.
The
so
first, yeah, the first song was great.
If you like that, you're good. All right, Star Citizen.
I wrote zero.
I wrote nothing. You know what I wrote? Star Citizen.
Yeah, exactly yeah. what I wrote, too. He was like, here it is.
Yeah, Chris, if you want to talk about that, you can. Otherwise, we're just going to skip.
I mean, nothing really about it excited me. All
right, so we're going to skip. Gotcha. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Apparently, I missed a 22-inch curved laptop while I was going to the bathroom.
Oh, my God. This thing, they didn't even show it. They didn't even show it.
It's been out for a while. I think I've shown you guys this laptop. That's nuts. It's crazy.
It has a Pelican, like,
it's like $9,000+.
21 inches. It has to have a fucking Pelican case. It might as well be a Pelican.
Hey, they sold every single one of them.
Every single
all 10?
Wait. Eric,
hey, I think it was probably about like 25.
And you joke, but twice. Yeah, they sold out once, and then they just sold out again. And they're saying, hey, you should have hopefully new ones soon.
No. I think maybe. I think they were talking about the monitors, too. They're also selling new monitors. They're $2,000.
Enough that they've made money.
All right, so next was something that made Jason jizz a little bit. Pressed X a little bit. Don't Starve Hamlet.
Oh, my God. You skipped
it. Well, you said that I only missed one thing, and then I wrote down that one thing.
No, you were back before that.
No, that was it. Next thing was Don't Starve Hamlet. JP's jam.
No. I think you missed something.
Yeah, you missed Genesis Alpha 1.
No, I did. Then I was not there for that.
You came back.
No, you came back like halfway. Okay. You came back halfway through.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How dare you urinate a common bodily function?
Actually, the worst part was I went down to... I had to go down to the basement level to go to the bathroom. They're like, oh... The bathroom's being cleaned right now. Who the fuck cleans the bathroom in the middle of a goddamn presser?
We're all there.
No! You clean it after the presser. Yeah. It's just gonna get fucking dirty again.
Yeah, that's funny. Anyway,
all right, go through that.
You
go
know what?
It.
I'm not going to because it looks like garbage.
All right, so Don't Starve. Yeah,
we really don't need to talk about it.
JP's jam.
Dude, so Don't Starve is my jam, 100%. I own Don't Starve on my Vita, I own Don't Starve on my PS4, I own Don't Starve on my PC, I own Don't Starve on my phone, I own it every fucking
Are you going to get on Alexa too?
If they were to be like, yo, Don't Starve.
If they did Don't Starve Alexa, I'd buy it.
Don't Starve Alexa, I would too.
I'm totally going to buy Don't Starve, Alexa.
Devs. Put it on
Skyrim.
Skyrim, yeah. There we go.
But Don't Starve Alexa.
Don't Starve is like the game type that does not fit me at all. Like, I'm not about that, like, construction.
But it's so funny.
Because
it does.
But it does. I am so addicted to that shit. I even told these guys, I was just like, I need you to make sure that I don't give Don't Starve Hamlet all of my, like, Game of the Year awards
I'm
or
E3
awards
one.
This year. Because, like, I will give them all to it. Because
you're,
I don't
you're
care.
You're at least
so
able to give
it.
One, dude. It's okay.
I don't want to, though. Because yeah, they've
You say you don't want
it.
To, but you want to.
Yes. All right,
if they have playable stuff on the floor,
they will.
Maybe we will.
They have playable stuff every fucking year on the floor.
Maybe we will.
Don't Starve Together
the
was
game's
on the floor last
already
year.
Already out.
Was it last year or this
year? Last year. Don't Starve was the year before, then Don't Starve Together is the year after.
I love this fucking game. And the fact, you know what? Okay, if you're a fan of Don't Starve, there's finally a fucking store. Like, thank God. Like, I don't know how it's going to work, but being able to just turn in, like, my 18,000 packets of
grass. I know
grass
how it works.
For
I know
whatever.
How it works. Sell your soul, motherfucker.
No. Like, not like a money, like, actual cash store, but like a in-game store.
Yeah, is your soul cash? No, it's not. Your soul is your soul.
Actually, it is. It is itemizable.
Numero uno.
Don't Starve is an amazing game. Play it.
All right.
Moving on.
All right. After that, Just Cause 4, more meh.
Yeah.
Apex Engine. Yeah. They really spent a lot of time like showing off the Apex Engine.
So, Apex Engine,
I mean, it's
awesome
a PC gaming,
looking.
So it was
Geostorm.
Awesome.
Yeah, Geostorm, yep. Apex Engine, awesome.
Sharknado.
Just Cause 4.
Sharknado?
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah, Sharknado.
Hey, if there's Sharknado, I'm buying this game tenfold.
Good.
All right, The Walking Dead, finally.
Wait, what? Which one?
The first-person shooter.
Overkill's one.
Yeah.
Overkill.
Yeah, Overkill's The Walking Dead. Finally has a release date, 11/6/18.
So, congratulations, you made a Walking Dead title game the way that for we zombies. All wanted
yes.
for a long time. I would put that in the garbage category. Yeah. It looked like hot garbage. It looked good, but like think about the Norman Reedus Walking Dead title.
My money's on CDK being better.
You get
no. This will
anywho,
be the passed
over so 11/6/18 North American, South America 11. Finally, that game's been talked about. Two from Telltale, two. TWD, The Walking Dead from Telltale. final season comes out 8/14. Adding unscripted combat, which is actually kind of that has not that, been a thing that Telltale has had in
yeah,
any of their
games.
Yeah,
that's new for them.
So that's good. That's about it. Noita, roguelike, where every pixel rendered.
So I was pissed when I first saw this in only like picture form.
Yeah.
But seeing it play.
Oh yeah, seeing it play was great.
It looked
totally different.
It looked
experience.
Good. It looked
yeah.
good. It looked good.
It looked good.
It could be fun. So it's 2D side scroller style, but like every single pixel you see is rendered. So if you launch a nuke somewhere or launch a missile, it'll
drop
break
a
up
grenade.
A piece, and that piece will be live. There's no like, oh no, it just disappears. Every single thing you say is interactable. Kind of cool.
Next was Two Point Hospital. I have written not real doctors.
I think there were real doctors.
They might have.
They
Hospital of
not.
Comedy
It sounded
Wars.
Like they were.
This is the funniest game I will never play.
Turtle Head Syndrome.
Yeah.
Monobrow Infestation.
Like,
it was fun to watch
someone else play it and like fun to see all the things. But I will never play this. I have no care, desire. It was
so
comedy,
you're
going to
watch this on Twitch.
I won't.
Yeah, you will.
I won't.
All right, that's what I heard.
I'll play real games.
Yep, Twitch.
All right, Realm Royale, second battle royale, which was... All right, if you're going to say that it's a knight and a mage and whatever, don't give them guns.
Yeah, that was my big issue with that, too.
You're also... Skipping over the major point of this is that it's a battle royale game, but it's actually class type playing.
Exactly.
You didn't touch on it.
But if you're gonna say that it's a knight and a mage,
you didn't touch on it.
Don't give them guns.
Don't do whatever. But so it's a battle royale game. You can have different classes. So you start off with abilities and whatever your like default weapon is, whatever. There's a little bit
that's
more
neat,
to it.
But being fancy based,
I'm not the biggest fan of it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not like trying to do like whatever it is. But it's funny to me that all these battle royale games are just like, oh my god, we just invented a team deathmatch.
You mean
like,
they
didn't.
All suck?
No.
You didn't invent shit. It's the same thing. You just have 100 people now. Like, it's whatever it is.
It's not team deathmatch. It's deathmatch.
Like,
64
It's deathmatch. It's deathmatch.
For a while, yeah. It's just
without
like,
respawning.
But now it's Battle Royale,
yeah.
or whatever. Not to say it's bad, not to say I'm against it. It was an interesting concept. They have a building mechanism to it as well, which tells me it doesn't, like, each round is probably a little bit slower than what we're accustomed to, especially with PUBG or H1Z1.
Oh, the way that they have
maybe
it to where you have to go into a forge and craft a legendary weapon, and then it shoots up this giant pillar of like, hey, come kill this motherfucker.
It's a different point of strategy.
Yes.
And that's,
well, I
that's
mean,
the
that would be instead of
about.
Drops. Supply drops or anything
no, they
like
do,
that.
No, they do supply drops too.
Yeah,
but you have
to
get.
They
said that you had to get specific materials in order to craft certain things.
Right.
So you have supply drops as well, but then you like break stuff and whatnot. It's not much. It's not super different, but it's not super simple.
Different. It's different, and you know the world of age of.
You know what? You know how much time it warrants. None more. After that, Ooblets, still weird.
Oh my god. So the only thing I wrote down for Ooblets is it looks like she needs to poo.
They all need to poo the entire time.
Anytime
they're
you walk
all
around,
walking around with a giant stick up their ass.
So Ooblets is a combination of like Pokemon back Red and Blue and Animal Crossing. And so you're picking up things to follow you around and then you're all city.
And also trying to keep in the poop.
Right. And apparently when you run around and walk, it looks like you have to shit the largest shit of your life. And
the worst character rendering.
Like just imagine pure physical, or not physical, pelvis thrusting.
Physical.
I'm so pissed and physical that it's physical.
Again, you know how much that warrants?
Yeah, let's move on.
No more time.
Anno 1800, strategy game. That's about it. Takes place in the 19th century.
It looks neat. In all games, always it
looks
neat.
It only looks neat to you, Chris, because it has boats.
Yes.
Yeah, I like boats. Yeah.
The
like
second
boats
to last sales. Game that they showed off, though, was pretty cool. It was a Battle Royale game. However, Cyanide and Happy
makes it 10 times better.
This was a very big success.
Yes.
All right, so it's a Battle Royale, but it's a top-down isometric.
Comic book. Cyanide and Happy.
Oh, yes. God. With Cyanide and Happiness humor.
Oh, ridiculous.
Is this the game that's going to sell you on Battle Royale?
Look it up. It is Rapture Rejects.
Easily one of the funniest trailers we saw tonight.
Yes.
I mean,
if
it is
you like
Cyanide
and Happiness.
Happiness,
then this entire game is right up your alley.
I don't know how the game's going to play, but it looked fun.
They showed some of it. It's isometric top-down. It was kind of like a Plants vs. Zombies type thing, but not quite. It's really hard to say. It's a strategy...
Not strategy.
It's Battle Royale.
Yeah, it's Battle Royale,
it's
but
a,
it's
top-down.
Top-down
strategy
battle royale.
There's no strategy behind it.
No.
It's Battle Royale.
Every game has
Battle Royale strategy.
It's just like, hey, it's turn-based. Right,
then they did Hitman 2.
Hitman 2. All right, cool. Moving on.
The best part about that was the myriad of weapons that they had, where you could kill people with a fish and a coconut. That was pretty funny.
That's about it.
If you like Battle Royale.
No, that was about it. No,
yeah.
That's right.
If you like Hitman, you're going to love Hitman too. That's all it is. All
right.
Are we going back to EA or are we going to do...
We can definitely...
We should go back to... Because we started the day with EA.
Well, yes. We started the day.
So,
what would you like to talk about first, Jason?
We started.
What would you like to talk about most, Jason?
Still nothing. So, we
what would you like to talk about moderately, Jason?
Something. So we started. they had a full-on comedy event in downtown LA that anyone could come into, and it was kind of cool. The way they set it up, I could see the benefits behind it. But their organization subpar at best.
Subpar.
Either way, EA only has about 5 games to really show off this year, and
5 new games.
Prime. They had a bunch of little smaller games.
Some games and some sports games.
That's we're lumping those sports.
Yeah,
games
I'm
in.
Definitely lumping sports games. Because you know what, EA Sports, they all follow the exact same trope. I'm sorry, man. You play one EA Sports game,
they're
you play
pretty much all the same game.
Yeah.
So, but we got to go around, got to play some games, got to spend some time on it. First thing we were into was Battlefront Season 2 Solo, Han Solo. So they're starting you off in Kessel, moving on with all that jazz like that.
Yep, following the new Solo movie.
Following the new Solo movie.
You unfortunately are not allowed to make the Kessel run in less than 12 parsecs.
This is true as well. I have zero desire to talk further than that on it. If you like Battlefront already, then
it's good.
It looks good still.
Played well.
I enjoy it. If you don't like Battlefront because of all the loot box
bullshit. Yeah.
Or you just don't like Battlefront because Battlefront.
To pick it up.
Yeah, if you don't like Battlefront because.
I don't really care for Battlefront, personally.
That's all
right. That's right. Yeah.
It doesn't play right for me.
It is not going to do anything to sway you one way or the other.
Agreed.
No.
It is the basic. If you have it, great. If not, not worth it.
I mean, it's DLC, so it's...
What?
It's
DLC.
Oh, but it's free.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, so moving on. I'm just going in the order that I played shit on.
Yeah, fine.
Next, I played the Command & Conquer new game. You know how new game it is? It's fucking mobile. You know how mobile it is?
Yeah.
It is a MOBA mobile. You know how a MOBA...
It's about 3 out of 5.
...mobile... works for Command & Conquer, it doesn't.
Garbage.
You are...
Oh, no, it works. It's just not Command & Conquer
It's not
anymore.
Command & Conquer.
No.
It is a typical
it's
MOBA.
Selling out.
Skinned with Command & Conquer.
It's not selling out.
It's selling out the
it's
name.
It's EA. It's EA
raping.
Doing
it's
their shit.
Out
it's raping.
Yeah.
EA owned the game. It's not selling out. They can't sell it out. They're raping.
Yeah. We're done.
Yeah.
We're done.
Unravel 2 was announced as well, which I was kind of surprised of. I didn't think Unravel was that phenomenal that it like required a sequel?
In this day and age, though, it's like realistic. Like you don't think it's big, but a million's a good sell.
If it sells well, if they sell at least a million, a sequel. Yeah,
that's,
okay.
That warrants it. I mean, that's especially if you sell it for $40.
Yeah, true that. So, and the big thing of that is that it's two player play with a second player. You can co-op.
If you have an actual friend.
If you don't, though, you can still play it single.
Chris has no friends.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Nobody has no friends. Fuck these guys. Puzzle platforming that you can expect from Unravel is Unravel 2. Honestly, as far as like new IPs, it was probably just because it was still new, because it's only in its second year of it.
Yeah.
So yeah. I would say just that. Well, I mean, this is only second. Yeah. Then we played Battlefield 5.
Yep.
You know what? Battlefield is Battlefield. It was
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Played well.
It played
really well.
Phenomenally well.
It is not anything I would shake.
No, of course not. I enjoyed the demo that we had. There's a few new modes to it that was just like, you know what, this is new enough in it. It was fun enough. It's back to World War II, if you don't know that already. So you kind of fall back into comfort zones. And yeah, there's women in it now, whatever. Who cares? It's fun.
If you don't like it, you're a dick.
For me, 10 times better than Battlefront.
You know what, Eric, you hit it on the head. If you don't like it, you're a dick. The only thing about it is just like, what are they going to do with the loot boxes? What are they going to do to fuck it up?
Oh, yeah.
But
if I think this is they're sorry for Battlefront 2.
Yeah. If they keep that mentality going, if they keep it clean, number five is going to be amazing.
It played really well.
It played phenomenally. Yeah, I enjoyed the shit out of it, and I lost.
Yeah, we got our asses handed.
We lost it.
We lost the first match, but we won the second, technically. We took two of three.
But we didn't.
We were supposed to take all three.
We lost. Anyway, and we had a blast.
The best part was the people on the other side go, man, we only protected one of three.
No, they said, man, we only protected.
Yeah. They said, we only protected one of three.
Enjoyed it all the same. It was fun. It'll carry EA for another year because that's the only game that's going to do it. Because next was Anthem.
At least this year. Anthem's next year, so they won't care this year.
But that's what we saw. Goat legs.
EA
it's
had the
pretty.
Whole thing.
Very, very pretty.
They had the whole thing of like, hey, come in, check out Anthem. You had to wait and whatever. We scheduled.
Dear God,
things.
I thought I was signing up for a fucking playthrough.
And no, it's not. You had to
schedule a demo.
Oh,
I signed up for a playthrough, just not me playing it.
Yeah, it was someone else playing the game, the scripted or not. It was very pretty, very Destiny, the exact same formula. I can see it be that.
It's not just very Destiny.
I have a lot of questions about RNG.
You're in an exosuit.
I have a lot of questions. More exosuit weapons
and stuff like that.
If there's a game that I want to get more information on and I want to play more or spend more time on at E3 this week,
It's Anthem.
I really want to know more about it.
Fucking gorgeous. It's fucking gorgeous. I don't think anyone can like argue against that. It's gorgeous. And I want to know more about it because at the end of the day, even if they like just fuck it up hardcore, but it's like a fun, entertaining game. So they are now hopefully in a post, like don't do that like add-on bullshit loot boxes and stuff like that. Because I could see it. I could see it everywhere. And everything they talked about, the amount of loot boxes that hopefully they learn their shit from Star Wars.
Yep.
If not, then, you know what? Instant no buy.
Yeah, I'm very cautiously optimistic for this game. Because, I mean, it looks gorgeous. It looks like it might be really fun. But also, they could still fuck it up. Agreed. It could also be like Destiny, where we were super hyped about it when the first one came out. And then we're disappointed.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. Still moving on, man. We got so much shit
for
to cover.
EA?
Yeah.
No, oh,
yeah.
For EA.
So, sports titles. There was a lot of sports titles there. I only played Madden. You guys only played FIFA. All I wrote down for all of this was just, like, fuck garbage. I don't care anymore. I played Madden. So, here's my rant about this. Let me rant.
God.
Here's my thing. I got paired up. Like, it was just like, it was 1v1, and you had to play Madden, right? So I played Madden. I got paired up with a guy that was just like, the meticulous, like, I'm going to change every single play. I'm going to, like, customize every single audible. I'm going to do whatever I can to make every single play my own, right?
He did
everything. Like, I would watch him because it's on the same screen. We're playing on the, like, split screen play. And he would like, bring up everything, change his old plays, change his audibles, change how his button layout was, and would, like, for every offense or defense, didn't matter. And all I did the entire time was just go to coach's suggestions and hit Y on the Xbox. So the top option. And
so they were pretty good.
The suggestions for the game. And I would win. I would win. I intercepted. I turned him over on downs. I did a lot of stuff. Now, did I make points on him? No. But this guy was, like, 100% all about Madden. Was obviously playing for years, knew the fuck what he was doing, where I do not. And all I would do is just set suggestions, why. All
right.
Every single fucking
day. So here's the flaw in your thought.
And I would win.
Here's the flaw in your thought.
I would keep him from winning.
No, you think that this guy knew what he was doing.
And also, props to EA for suggesting the right plays. They're better than this guy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll give it that. But why? So now my strategy is just, I'm going to suggest that every single time, whether I'm offense or defense. And
not necessarily.
No.
So if you select
it first. You just got to get good.
Now I'm just in a simulator where get I good. Press Y every 15 minutes. How is this fun as a game?
If you select that every time and the opponent selects that every time, the chances are that it's not going to be great for either of you.
Right.
So they want you all to.
Meh.
All right.
Yeah.
Next.
Next was Sims and Sims is Sims. Fuck, I'm done. God. EA's done. That was it for EA. We had a great time there. It was fine.
Well, that's it for you.
Oh, yeah, that's it for
me. We played a couple other games you didn't play.
Yeah, we played FIFA 19. I played on
FIFA
Switch.
19. I played on PS4 for like maybe like 30 seconds on the Switch. I'd played
5 game minutes.
Yeah.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. It was good, but it was. Ultimately, it was just FIFA. The thing we were kind of interested about was it Real Racer 3 that we thought was actual?
Oh, yeah, R3. Yeah.
R3 that had, like, gray seats. We got
we're
in line
like,
for.
We're looking at it, and we're like, wow, what is this?
And then
we
sit
down, and it's a fucking iPad game.
Yeah. I was like, for an iPad game, it's actually pretty good.
I honestly had to sit there, and I'm like, what the fuck? And it started seeding the race as far as your position. I looked up and I'm like, nope, yeah, that's the same fucking game that's up on the screen back there.
It looks really good for an iPad.
Looks great for an iPad. Yeah, so.
Decent iPad game?
That Command & Conquer game, I'm not nearly as bad or as sour on it as Jason was, but not great. Kind of a very, very water. All right, so next we had Sony.
Well, actually,
fuck Ubisoft. No one gives a goddamn shit.
The only game
that
I care about is Beyond Good and Evil.
Beyond Good and Evil. They did have a good trailer. However, you know what they didn't have?
Gameplay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm not talking about it anymore.
You know, I'll compromise with you. No gameplay.
That's what I'm like. I'm not talking about it anymore.
No. Fuck
yay,
you.
More cinematic trailers.
They look cool. I like the way that Paige and Jade were now like
fuck
on
you.
Opposite sides.
Eat a dick.
And all right.
So next was Sony.
Sony did a weird presser. However, they still did a really good job.
Jason could
really
apparently
weird.
Not remember anything from E3 last year. Some goddamn reason had no idea that they had a
Last of Us.
The Last of Us, thank you. A Last of Us 2 trailer that was not Ellie playing the guitar.
It was unmemorable.
He was like, what are you talking about? People getting grabbed and then hung and then cut down? Like, no, none of that happened. I'm like, yeah, no, that totally happened. Like, no, fuck you, you're wrong.
Doesn't matter.
So we had to, in between games, we had to pull it up so that he could watch it and be like, fuck, you're right.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all. But it's because now this trailer today was amazing.
Yes, lesbian kiss scene and
yeah.
all.
And this was so weird they could actually pull up that trailer in between stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, that was actually kind of weird about
this
whole
press
conference was you could actually pull up trailers in
between
stuff
going
on.
You mean that we pulled up last year's? Oh, yes.
Well, they obviously cared about Last of Us 2, in which they wanted to like showcase it in a hardcore setting that you had to be in a different area than when they showed the rest of the showcase.
So the big thing about Last of Us 2 is that in the main part it was in a barn.
Right.
So it was in a barn / church. It was a social gathering. Ellie dances with a girl. They start making out, that type of thing. And it totally makes sense when you look at where they were at. It was in a church pitched roof setting. It matched what would have been the dancing area and the barn and everything like that. So that makes sense.
It made sense. But it was still fucking weird.
It makes sense for the feel that they wanted.
Sure. But let's talk about the HUD. The fact that it was like minimalistic.
Minimal. Boom. Fuck. This tiny little fucking quarter down in the bottom.
Dude, it was beautiful. It looked great. Everything about it was like all on your character. Think more to like Metro style gameplay where everything you could see was on your person. You know, it's just like, hey, how much ammo do I have? How many arrows do I have left? I see I have 3 left in my pack. That means I have 3 shots left. You know, stuff like that. And your HUD was just pretty much like detection and light. There is obviously your aim, your ammo, and stuff like that too, especially with handgun. But it was very, very, very pretty. And I am super excited. I will note that this a year they didn't show anything about Joel. And so it's going to be kind of interesting to see on how that dynamic plays out without a part of...
I think he is. Primarily because... So the first thing they showed was Ellie when she played the guitar at the PlayStation Experience. And he came in. Then the next one, they didn't show either of them at all. So last saw, they did not have either... Ellie nor Joel. And this one, they had Ellie. So I think that it's going to be a good mix. I think that you're gonna mix between the two. And it's going to be more expected than, say, like, the original Last of Us, where, like, halfway through, you're like, holy shit, I'm playing as Ellie. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I think that they're going to take it off where you're playing as Ellie a lot more than anything else. I just worry that they're going to break it up too much. What I liked about Last of Us...
What? You don't like a female protagonist?
I love female protagonists.
Are you sexist? Are you an asshole?
I am.
He's super
but
sexist.
But I love female. Right. No, what I'm worried about...
Moving on, I don't care about what you're worried
about.
No,
what I'm worried about is that it's going to be drawn out a little bit, that it's going to be disenchanted. You're not going to like have that full-on thing, because what I loved about Last of Us 1 was that it was a fluid experience. You had the same contact with everybody in the group, no matter who it was, the entire time. Even the parts where you're playing as Ellie. Don't give me that true, though. I'm worried that they're going to break it up amongst too many people and you're going to have that less of that connection.
Okay, moving on from the worst part of the press conference.
There's a legit complaint. There's a legit concern that I have because Last of Us was an extreme cinematic experience.
Yeah, you're drawing at fucking straws to find something that they haven't proven that they're going to do yet.
We'll see. I have a whole shit list that I can complain about later on when we're done.
Go for it. You know what? Go for it. You start bitching, I'm just going to lay down on the bed right now.
No, it's about other things. Last of Us 2 looks legit as fuck. Looking forward to it. All
right, go for it. Next.
All right, next is the game that none of us are going to be able to pronounce while we're all been drinking all night. Jesus. And that is Ghost of Tsushima.
Looks amazing.
Based off of how...
Anyway.
No.
Sumeru. Dear God, it looks fucking phenomenal. Yes. Whatever it is, Ghost of, like, Japanese...
Ghost of
Sumeru,
I think it actually was.
Sumeru. It's phenomenal.
It's great.
I could not... bated breath doesn't express
You said
enough.
It looked like what From Software should have made.
Yeah, and I enjoyed... every single aspect of every screen of that game. It this year so far, without being at E3 yet, this was the game to me that was just like any time you pause and take a screenshot, you have a back. You're like, hey, yeah, this is dope. I'll look at this.
So that means it was in 4K.
Well, it was
4K,
beautiful.
4K,
it, no,
4K.
It doesn't matter about 4K or anything.
Thank you. Thank you. he's like going on the defensive, and I'm like,
no, it did really look beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It looks beautiful.
Oh, just saying.
Anyway, beautiful.
Yes.
Next up was Resident Evil 2 Remake.
Eh.
Eh? Over there?
I'm happy.
Eh.
Easily the best Resident Evil game ever made.
Yeah.
Yeah,
100%. He is not lying.
It's still Resident Evil.
I will.
Whoa!
Are we having
what
fights?
What the fuck did you
just
say?
Down right now? You don't play Resident Evil games?
I been on the record that
no,
I don't.
He doesn't.
I don't care for zombie type
games. He
doesn't
like scary movies.
Chris.
Fuck you guys.
Scary movies.
Yeah.
Hey Chris, what's your favorite scary movie? I'm sorry.
Spirited Away.
What's your favorite scary
movie? Scary movie reference. Scary movie, scary movie.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
That was,
oh my god. Yeah. That's great.
Oh god.
That's a good movie.
That's a good
I'll
movie.
That.
That's
that.
A good movie.
Jesus However, Christ. Fuck you, Chris. Alright, so Resident Evil, best Resident Evil ever made. They're doing a remake.
Yep.
I wish Grease into it.
Okay. I'm gonna need to say this. Everything that we saw.
This is true. This is true. Everything they showed was a little bit extras that were like, hey, yeah, you know what, if you want a little bit more in the story, all
stuff even,
like that.
Even in the director's cuts and all sorts of shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
None of that shit was in there.
So I would, like, you're
I
right.
am excited to see Ada Wong.
Yep.
I'm excited.
Claire.
Her name would be Claire.
I
said, what's his name?
Oh, Leon?
Leon, yeah. I'm excited for all of that for it. And the way that they showed, like, Ada came.
Yeah.
So.
I'm not excited to see the little blonde girl, but it looked good. I'm excited to pick it up. I hope they have add a lot more stuff to it.
Yeah.
It what I will say is that it looked like from the Resident Evil 1 remake, they kept that like to the T, right? Resident Evil 2 looks like they've taken a little bit more maybe liberties.
Yeah.
So that'd
adding
be fun.
A bit more story. You want to know what I hope they remove? Goddamn time.
No, they'll never remove that.
No,
that's
remove
that's
it.
Like that. If anything, I wish they'd bring that back more.
Remove the typewriter. Remove it.
All right. All remove right,
next.
Typing. Next
yes.
is death.
What the goddamn fuck did I watch?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that's par for the course for this game. Is what the fuck did you
oh
just watch?
God.
I'm the worst person to talk to because Hideo Kojima can't do anything wrong in my book. So I'm just like, yeah, it looks great.
It looked like we saw actual gameplay. And the rocks looked amazing.
The rocks did look amazing.
No, we saw
X. It seems like he presses X. All over
Why?
Rocks.
What I liked
he
about it.
He puts his X all over everything.
What I liked about it is that I think the gameplay we saw was probably like 99% the most boring parts of the game. And it was like, look,
oh,
I'm just going to
shit.
Show you the most boring parts. And you're all going to just like blow your fucking minds over it.
Because
goddamn
those goddamn rocks.
Yeah.
We're
going to
fucking die when we play the regular part of the game. Oh my god.
So I'm glad that I saw a little bit more of like quote unquote gameplay going on because I had a theory going on that it was going to be next gen title. The gameplay a little bit today did look a little bit like it could be run on a PS4. But I'm still not like completely convinced.
No, it all looks like it is.
It could be
end of cycle.
Yeah, it
yeah.
could be like
end of cycle.
3 years
we
from now.
We talked about that.
It'll be
looks
the last
end of life,
of
end
of
cycle.
The
yeah.
PS4.
All them HD textures on them rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It looks engaging. It looks fun. There's no HUD still that we could see because I don't think there's anything to
who
see
knows?
For that. Yeah. Who knows? So I'm not about to say that it's definitely coming out, but I have still my theory there. But it did squanch a little bit. Because I really want this game out right now. Squanching.
Squanch.
Yes.
I
want squanching out now.
Last?
Not last. I have like 4 more games still
for
to talk about.
PlayStation?
Yes.
Fuck, you remember
Dude.
A lot more than I do.
Yes, I did. So, surprise announcement for me was Neo 2. I had no idea.
Super surprised.
I had no idea this was even a thing.
Well, there's a lot of things that apparently like really stick in your head when I go to the bathroom.
Or you just pee a lot, old man.
That was twice for 2 separate goddamn shows.
We also had Control, which looked like a...
Control?
Control was good.
Control looked really interesting.
Yeah.
Beyond Two Souls was more of an action title.
Yep.
And you had more of a psychic mentality to it rather than just a ghost.
Control actually did look pretty cool.
It looked pretty interesting.
I'm looking
at the storyline behind it.
I'm interested in seeing more about that.
So imagine like what's the weird Bethesda just released the
what's
Beyond.
What's the weird one that Bethesda just released? Oh, okay.
You're right. the survival horror one. Yeah, Evil Within. So imagine Evil Within, but it's not so demon-y.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, it's just weird to be weird, like all mental type stuff, not like
Inception.
So yeah, it'll be interesting. Next up was they actually ended on Spider-Man.
Spider-Man does whatever a
spider-pig can do.
Looked awesome. Combat looks awesome.
Yes.
The world
yes.
looks awesome.
And we saw some people playing it too.
I can't say anything bad.
I can. I am really worried that they're gonna make it just like chore fest.
Like every Spider-Man game?
No. Like San Andreas. San Andreas was a phenomenal game. Like, so much stuff that they could do. But in order for you to do stuff in it, every 2 feet in that game was something else for you to do.
Yeah, like every other Spider-Man. Yeah. How many Spider-Man games have you even played?
Only one.
Oh. No, yeah. Like every other Spider-Man game.
So,
right. They do make it seem like you only get on, like, weird little submissions when you're not.
Right.
Everything that we've seen so far is, like, things will pop up, but then as soon as you get into a main mission, you're in the main mission.
Sure, but I'm just worried that...
It's also Insomniac.
All right, well, think about, like, Assassin's Creed 3, you know, and how it's just, like, there's so much to fucking do. Yeah, because you didn't play it.
Yeah.
You load up the map, and it's just like, where should I go next? You're just like, fuck.
Do I worry about my town, or do I do this?
Yeah, there's so much
to do. Don't tell me how to play my game, asshole.
Like, okay, I guess good thing that this game's a lot of content, but that's my only concern.
Yeah.
And then my last bit of note that I have down here is just super salty, super salty. Like, Days Gone, like, February is when it's coming out, finally.
Fuck that game.
But they didn't show anything.
I'm over it.
Yeah, they didn't show
anything. I'm still over it, too.
I'm over zombie games. The problem is that they are over it.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. Like, Sony is over
that. They better have some, like, hardcore, like, hey, play this game here at the
E3. Nope, they don't want it.
To get into.
They don't want it.
Please, please play my game.
If it's not there at E3 this week.
Oh, it's there.
No, but if it's not there in, like, in force. Like
if you can't play it and it's not there in force and you can play it, then fuck off.
If it's not there to be played, then I'm done.
Here's the thing. It's there.
Yeah, I hope it is.
It's not, like, to their specification.
Yeah, so this is my salty on Sony. It looks like ass.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
It looks bad.
Well, since last year, Liz listening in on it since last year, it's just the old podcast we did last year. Just like, yeah, I'm still salty. Be good, and you'll be there.
Yep.
So if they don't do it, no.
All right, well, that will end it for us.
Well, first off, we should talk about, I know. We should first talk about all the giveaways.
Do it, Eric.
Yeah, I know. All right, so we are giving away a copy of Xbox Game Pass.
Yep.
All you have to do is find the post on Twitter.
12 months of it, too.
We are going to try and repost it as much as possible so that it's reposted without you having to worry about it. But find it, repost it, and comment with your favorite E3 game.
On the Twitters.
Or E3 moment.
We'll also be giving away copies of
FIFA
on PS4. We'll also be giving away copies of Madden 2018 on PS4. We'll also be giving away beta codes for Warhammer Vermintide.
Vermintide
2.
On the Xbox. We have a
Xbox One.
Fuck ton of Warhammer Vermintide codes for Xbox.
Yeah.
So
make sure make sure you're following us on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. Go on our website, all that stuff like that. IBeatitFirst.com, IBeatitFirst, IBeatitFirst, IBIF.com.
IBIF.com, or IBeatitFirst.com.
There you go.
Sorry.
Yep.
We can't afford to buy IBIF.com.
Yeah, we can't.
But yeah, check out our shit, man, because we're getting a lot of stuff, and we'd rather you guys have...
Definitely. All right, well, thank you very much, everybody, for joining us for day 2 of E3. We still have 3 solid days to go.
Yeah, E3 hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, no shit. We haven't even gone to the floor. Wait until you hear all of our fucking notes just from what we saw that wasn't in goddamn press conferences. Like, it's literally pages upon pages of notes in our notebooks. And beyond that, we're going to have other things as far as, like, interviews with devs, interview with hardware manufacturers, notes on everything, arguments of whether a game was good or not, arguments of whether one of us is an asshole.
Plus our games of E3.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of those arguments. And our top 5 of E3.
Yep.
So,
top 15.
Well, it's personal, our individual
personal
top
5,
five of E3 are together top 15. So definitely keep an eye out, and we will see you guys over the next few days.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's already like... Fuck, it's midnight right on the
dot. Right now, it's midnight.
Oh, my God.
I'd say look forward to it, but really don't.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
so much work to do.
I need another.